USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. A small submarine that takes people to view the remains of the Titanic is missing. The U.S. Coast Guard says a rescue mission is underway. The small sub holds five, a pilot, a guide, and three people who pay more than $250,000 each for the trip. The Titanic wreckage is nearly 400 miles east of the coast of Newfoundland, at the bottom of the ocean more than 2 miles down. The sub's owner, Ocean Gate Expeditions, recently posted that the trip to the Titanic was underway. It's a start, but far from the finish, as Secretary of State Antony Blinken's heading home from a two-day trip to China, capped by a meeting with President Xi Jinping. On the economy,
we want to see growth. We want to see success in every part of the world, including, of course, in the major economies like China. It's in our interest.
But Blinken says it is not in our interest to share technology that could be used to hurt the USA. He also pushed for resumption of direct communication between Washington and Beijing on the military level.
Direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels is the best way and ensure that competition does not veer into conflict.
But China did not agree to that. President Biden talks climate later today in Northern California. As for his record so far,
I think that he has to speak for his record, and I think any climate activist will tell you that it's definitely mixed.
The Climate Mobilization Project's Matt Renner. The president will unveil a $600 million plan for climate change projects, and the president will also attend the first public events of his reelection campaign, the first of about 20 such events in the next few days. As millions of us are again in the path of dangerous storms, we're learning about at least one new death from a tornado. It happened in a small town southeast of Jackson, Mississippi last night. And along with the storms, heat is again an issue. More than 30 million people under heat emergencies. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington. And millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The hunt is on in Kansas for whomever sent letters containing a white powder to about 100 state officials, all of them Republicans. There are also very cryptic notes in those letters with a vague threat. Nobody's been hurt, and authorities are still trying to figure out what the powder is. They do know it's not explosive and not a biohazard. In New Hampshire, three men are facing federal charges for allegedly vandalizing homes connected to two journalists.
The suspects are accused of using bricks and large rocks to damage the homes and also spray painting threatening language in five different incidents last year. They're charged with conspiring to commit stalking through interstate travel, which holds a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. One of the three men remains at large. It came after one of the journalists published an article in March of last year with allegations of sexual and other misconduct by a former business person in the state. Although that businessman has not been charged, investigators believe the suspects conspired to retaliate for the article with one person who is described as a personal associate of the business person. I'm Michael Kastner.
The fight is on to grab some of the U.S. Postal Service's new trucks, the first ones to ever have air conditioning.
8 hours a day or longer every day. It has to be very hard, so I think it's only the right thing to do.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar wants a lot of those new trucks to go to post offices in Texas. Postal Service is replacing a lot of the new trucks that have been on the road since the 1980s. Some of them will also be all electric. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.